All right, we're in the middle of this Tosfos, Nasar Baba. So let's begin like this, okay? One of the things that would come up in the sugya that is very major is obviously one of the three Shvuot Yoraisos, and that being Eid Echad, right? The whole sugya is built upon the Eid Echad coming and being Mechayev the Shvuah, and the difficulty being is that he cannot take the Shvuah to deny the Eid, because why? He said that he did take the thing. And in order to deny the Eid Echad, you have to deny him in your Shvuah. And if you don't, you cannot take the Shvuah, thereby the Klal of Rebaba. So before we get into the Tosfos, I want to introduce for you two approaches to how we could be masbir the mechanics of an Eid Echad being mechayev the Shvuah. And let's get that clear with a few nafkaminas, which will be a good segue into the Tosfos, okay? It's interesting, there is a Rambam in, we'll have to get it beferish. I believe the Rambam is in Hilchos Eidos, where the Rambam, tomorrow, Blinetta, I'll give you the exact Maramok, I don't recall where exactly in Hilchos Eidos, but the Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidos that an Eid Echad that is Mechayev Shvuah must be kosher, okay? Must be kosher. Very interesting. That's what the Rambam writes. Eid Echad, let's write on the top, Eid Echad Chiyuv Shvuah. That's what we're talking about, right? That's the topic at hand. Eid Echad B'chayiv Shvuah. What is the nature of that Eid Echad? Must that Eid Echad be kosher or not? The Rambam's Mechadish, yes. A woman, a non-Jew, a katan, would not be good in order to generate a Chiyuv Shvuah. So if a katan would come over and say, hey, listen, you, Mr. X, you owe $100,000, Mr. Y, it doesn't mechayev you anything. So Rambam writes the Eid Echad Sarich Liyot Kosher. The truth is, the Kesef Mishnah on the spot, now as of yet I have not found a Rishon that argues on this Rambam, but the closest that I found is the Kesef Mishnah, where the Kesef Mishnah says he has no idea where the Rambam got this. He says, Mehechan Otziu Rambam Din Zeh. He has no idea where the Rambam got this din. They're not two Eidim. Two Eidim have to be kosher. We know that. But the Eid Echad is just being Mechayev Shvuah. Who says he has to be kosher? So the Kesef Mishnah says, his Losh is, Minayin Hotzi Rambam Din Zeh. He has no idea where the Rambam got this din from. No idea at all. Okay, so I would love to find a Shita, and we'll have to still look, that really argues in the Rambam, but in fact, the Kesef Mishnah is implying, why on earth should the Eid Echad be kosher? Because the bottom line is not giving aid, it's just generating a Shvuah, right? Okay. So this is a very fascinating Machloikis. So maybe one could say as follows, okay? And let me present the question to you, and then we'll come up with the suggestion. But if I would ask you, what is the Hesber and Lomdus here in this Machloikis, what would you say? Give me two different svaras to say what would be this Machloikis, the Rambam against the Kesef Mishnah. Go ahead, Yitzi.
If it's Eidos, then you need to be
kosher. Oh. Very excellent. If you say the Eid Echad is really like the, it's like an Eidos on the whole Maisa, it's just the Torah gives you an out. What's the out? Take a Shvuah. If you take the Shvuah, you'll get out of it. If you don't, you'll have to pay. But in essence, the bottom line is that the Eid Echad really what? What does the Eid Echad do? The Eid Echad really is considered to be Eidos on the Maisa. In fact, the Hesber that we like to say it is, the Lashon is that the Eid Echad is considered to be Nemanis on the Maisa. That's the way the Tumim, the Nesivus has this in Klal Migu Oschav Ches. The Nesivus writes, he says, Beferish, that he has considered to be, this is the Chiddush, it's considered to be his Nemanis on the Maisa. That's the way we want to write it. It's kind of like Nemanis on the Maisa. It's kind of like Eidos, like Yitzi said very nicely, Nemanis al HaMaisa. And therefore, if it's Nemanis al HaMaisa, your mom is like an A. So if you're an A, you better be kosher. How would you say the second approach? That the mechanics of the Eidach is Mechayev Shvuah is not that it's what? Not that it's considered to be what a beer on the Maisa. What is it? That it's Yotzer what? What is the Eidach of Yotzer? Yotzer a Sofek. And then the guy has to what? Explain away the Sofek, so take a Shvuah. But it's not considered to be Nemanis on the Maisa. So we'll just say he's Yotzer as a Sofek. He's yotzer a sofik. He's yotzer a sofik. Then you what? You have to get rid of the sofik. You take a shvuah. But who says the guy's got to be kosher? Who says the guy has to be kosher? That's one very good nafgamina that really speaks to the what? Speaks to this concept of as to whether we assume that an Eidechen is really the beer on the mice or not to the degree, would he have to be kosher? Okay. Another nafgamina is the Yad Romor in Mesechus Sanhedrin. And Dafkov Zayin Amanaf is a phenomenal chiddush. Okay? So this is nafgamina achas, right? This is number one, we'll write. Number two, is there a din of hazama on an Eidechen? Very fascinating. Normally we know that the Mishnah says in Makkis, in order to have Eidim Zolomim, you have two Eidim, Imanu Hayisim. How could you testify on a murder in New York, in Manhattan, 11 a.m. on Wednesday? You were with us in Los Angeles, 8 a.m. on Wednesday. There's hazama, what's the din? We give reciprocal punishment, what they wanted to give out, we give back to them. Let me ask you, an Eidechen is Machai V'Shua. An Eidechen comes over to you, Yitzi, and says, Yitzi, you owe me $100,000. Okay? What's the din? You got to take a shvuah. He says there was a loan 11 a.m. in Manhattan, in Washington Heights, and that's it. The Eid Echad, later we find the Eid Echad, two other Eidim come and say, well, say, to make it simplistic, two other Eidim say, how could you testify there was a loan in Manhattan 11 a.m.? You were with us in L.A. on that day. What's the din? Is there a din of Azama? Would we make that Eid Echad what? Have to pay the what? Pay the money back, in a sense, because what would happen if you wouldn't take the shvuah, Yitzi? You'd have to pay, right? So the Yad Ramah is a phenomenal Kiddush in Sanhedrin. And Daf Chav Zayin. The Yad Ramah writes, amazing. He says, Yesh Hazama Al Eid Echad. Wow, that's a tremendous Kiddush. Yitzi, which of the two approaches does that speak to? The Rambam, that it's Eidus. That an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvuah is real bona fide Eidus. To the degree you could be caught with Hazama. If you hold like the second approach, no, it's not Bechlal Eidus. It's just creating a suffix. If it's just creating a suffix, Mehechatesia should be a din hazam on it. There's no din hazam on it, Bechlal. So that would be another nafgamina. Is there an institution of hazam, which is a very radical chiddush? Pashas, you'd ask me, I would have said no. You need two Eidim. But if you treat an Eidechet Bechavish like real Eidus, Mark, then therefore it lends itself to have hazam on it. Whereas if you say it's just going to create a suffix, there's no way hazam. It only applies to something on Eidus. This is not Eidus. No, you follow me? That's a second very good nafgamina. Number three, third nafgamina. Okay, let's get this. Very important. Is there a din shvuas aedis? Okay, the Imri Bina quotes the Tumim that by an edacha there is a din of shvuas aedis, and they claim this in the Rambam, which goes well. So the third nafgamina we're saying is the Imri Bina, the Gedolei Achronim, the Shem, the Nesivus writes. By Eid Echad, there's a din of Shavuos Eidus. Hika din, Shavuos Eidus. There is a halacha of Shavuos Eidus. Now, what is Shavuos Eidus, guys? The fifth parak of Masechah Shavuos, I think. Shavuos Eidus is when you subpoena two Eidim that you know testimony about this murder alone, you guys come in. And if you guys claim you know nothing about it, you got to take a Shavuos, you know nothing about it. Well, what happens if you're caught lying on your Shavuos? You have to bring a Korban. You have to bring a special Korban usher. Okay, it's called what? That's called the din of Shavuos Eidus. Shavuos Eidus is where you take a shvua if you're subpoenaed and you claim you don't know anything and then they catch you later that you're lying, you got to bring a korban. Special din in the Pasuk and Sefer Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra. That's called Shavuos Eidus, where you are subpoenaed about testimony and you take a shvua that you don't know it. If you're caught lying about it or you admit later, you must bring a korban. So let's say an Eid Echad. Let's say this alone. The Eid Echad didn't come forward. But let's say I know for sure, man, I lent this guy $100,000. I lent Yitzi $100,000. I know there's an Eid Echad that's all alone. He hasn't come forward. I subpoena him. He takes a shvua that he knows nothing about it. What's the din if he's caught lying on that? What's all halacha? So the Meribina quotes the Nesiv and says, yes, there's a din shvua seidus, and if you're caught lying, you'd be chayav a korban. Amazing. And they say this, the kach. They're Masbir the Rambam, Masbir at the Rambam, that the Ram also holds this as well. This goes well, Yitzi, right? Because we said the Ram holds it's real Eidus. You could be subpoenaed to the degree that Eidechen is like real Eidus, and if you're caught lying on your Chava Korban, that's a tremendous Chiddush. We treat it like a real what? Real subpoena. Okay, so this is a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Okay? Now, who argues on this? One sec, Yitzi. Who argues on this? So it's not so postured at all. It's not so posh at all because the Kesef Mishnah argues. Kesef Mishnah, Perek Aleph, and Hilchos Eidus says it's wrong. Kesef Mishnah says not that way. Kesef Mishnah's cholek. Kesef Mishnah says there is no din Shavuos Eidus at all in the Rambam. It's a little bit lishitoso because the Kesef Mishnah was also problematic. He said, where did Rambam get this from? But here he's saying within the Rambam, you know what I'm saying? But it's similar to Kesef Mishnah's approach. Kesef Mishnah bidas Rambam. Bidas Rambam holds ein din Shavuos Eidus. So he would hold that it's just creating a what? A suffix. And it doesn't lend itself that you're subpoenaed. And if you take a shvuah and you're caught lying, of course, it's not Eidus. You can only say shvuah is Eidus on something that's called Eidus. This is not Eidus. You follow what I'm saying? It's an Eidecha. An Eidecha creates a suffix. That's the second approach. So if you got me? So we have really three excellent nafgaminas that really speak volumes about what the nature of this Eidecha is doing when he's mechayev a shvuah. What is his nature? Is he really like Eidus? Is really on Eidus on the Memonis, on the Maisa? He really should be Mechayev Yumam when you just have an hour of a Shavuot? Or do you say no? Then he just creates a suffix and we got to get rid of the suffix. You have to take a Shavuot. Nafkamina will be number one, is he have to be a Kasharei? Number two, is there a din of Hazama? And number three, we're mentioning, does it lend itself to have Shavuot Eidus? And if you're caught lying, would you be Chayev Korban? Yes, Itzi.
Shouldn't the Chiddush itself be that the Eidechar has to take the Shavuot? Not that if he was caught lying. Meaning, That should be the chiddush. Should we even be mechayiv him to take a shvu on
that's
the
Eidus? That's because there's a kosov. There's a kosov.
For Eidechad also?
Which case? An Eidechad that's mechayiv a shvu.
No, right. In the third case where we make the Eidim take the shvu.
Right.
And then if they're caught to be lying, they have to give up.
Right, that's
the concept. Watch the Eidechad itself.
That's what I'm talking about. That whole category. No. Shvuas Eidus.
So according to Kesef Mishnah, would he even have to take
no, a shvuah? No, he would not even have to take a shvuah. No, he would not have to. He can't be forced to take a shvuah.
It's all or nothing.
That whole parsha. Shvuah, no, I'm glad he asked me. This whole parsha doesn't exist. What does this whole parsha mean, lach staka biro? That you're forced to take a shvuah, and if you're caught lying, you have a korban. You would not even be forced to take a shvuah. That's correct, according to Kesef Mishnah. I'm glad he asked me. I was just stressing the korban aspect. But no, he would say, no, I'm not mechayv. I'm not. I'm an eidecha. I'm a potential Eidechad, you can subpoena me from today until tomorrow, but I will not take a shvuah. And you're not chayv, and you cannot force me to take a shvuah. Well said. Yes, Ron?
With Vina Hazama,
yeah.
Doesn't he have two options there? Wouldn't you say that the Hazama could be that now the guy who accused him has to take a shvuah?
No. What we're saying is that does the institution of Hazama apply to an Eidechad? Can you say Imano Hayita, where we give a reciprocal punishment to the Eidechad? Because the Eidech was Mechayev Shvu, and if he doesn't take Shvu, he's Chayev to pay. So do we say that you can be caught as Hazama? Or do you say, no, the whole parsha of Hazama does not exist?
But what if the guy says that he wants to take a Shvu? So wouldn't the reciprocal...
But no, but we're talking... That's only by Shvu Seidus. When I talk about Hazama, the Eidech again is Mechayev Mamon. Question is, can that Eidech be caught as an Eid Zomen? So if you call him Eidus, then yes. And we will give him a what? Reciprocal punishment. But if you say that he's just Yotzo Sovik, it's not Eidus that Hazama applies to. He doesn't have that. The issue of Shvu is the next issue that Yitzi was asking about. Can you subpoena an Eid Echad to come and say, listen, testify that I lent $100,000 to Yitzi?
Right, but by the fact of it being an Eid Echad, there are two options. He can either take a Shvu or have to pay the money.
No. That's what I just said to Yitzi. If you're a potential Eid Echad on a loan, right? If you're a potential Eid Echad on a loan, and you're subpoenaed by the Mava, please come testify. So if you hold the parsha Shavuos Eidus does not apply, then what? Then you could just say, no, I don't want to. I'm not giving you information, that's it. And walk away from it. That's it. But if you hold that Shavuos Eidus does apply, then you have to take the Shavuot, and then if he's caught lying, you have to be Chayav Korban. Exactly. Okay, we're talking about him on the defense, you follow me? Shavuos Eidus is him being subpoenaed. So if you hold it's Eidus, then it'll plug into all that. If it's not all Eidus, then you could just say, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not mechuyev to listen to you. I'll just walk away. Okay? All right. I'm glad you guys both asked me. I have to elucidate that. Okay. Then there's a fourth nafkamina, and then we can go back into the Tosfos when we try to go through Bezushim Rav Abba and against Rav Shmuel. Okay? Fourth nafkamina is very interesting as well, and that is that the truth is that when the Malva, I lent Yitzi the $100,000, do I have to be a Bari, or can I even be a Shema? Do you understand the Toveya, the Malva? Do I have to be 100% gun-ho? I know Yitzi owes me $100,000. And then the Eidechad comes and says, vouches, and says, yes, I lent him. Or can I be a Shem? I don't remember. I don't remember. Lent a lot of people money. I don't remember specifically if I lent Yitzi money. And Eidecha comes forward and says you do. There's the Malva. Do you say Eidecha is Mechai Veshvua when the Malva is even a Shema, or must the Malva be a Bari? So this is a big Machloikish in Rishonim. Let's get the sheet this down. Okay? Who holds that you must be a Bari? Who holds you must be a Bari? So Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rimegash hold that the Toveya must be a Bari. So let's get it. Rabbeinu Ephraim holds, and the Rimegash, the Rebbe, the Rambam, they hold that you must be a what? The Toveya must be a Bari. The Malva must be a Bari in order to you to generate a Shuvah. I wrote Malva, Toveya is the same thing. Okay? And the Rif argues Malva Afilu Shema. Who holds Malva Afilu Shema? This is the sheet of the Rif and the Ran, and also it's Toysim Bob Metzia and Daf Gimel and Daf Yudches and Ksubis and the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam as well, that even if the Tovei is Hashem, the Kesef Mishnah is Pirak Gimel HaKostoim V'nitan Allah HaVav. So it's the sheet of the Rif and the Ran and Toysvus and the Kesef Mishnah B'das Rambam, that the halacha is that you don't need what? You can even be a Shema. Okay, you even can be a Shema. Okay? So that's a very fascinating machlokus. In order to generate the Eidecha B'Mechai Veshvua, what is the status of the Toveya? Does he have to be gung-ho about it, bari 100% his Odom, or even if he's in doubt? So someone plug it in for me. Elliot, what would you say? If you take the approach that an Eidecha is a what? His real aides, and he's nemanis on the maisa, meaning that he's a what? He's working basically what? What would you say? Independently, right? Basically, you would say he's working independently. He's not working in cahoots with what? I shouldn't even say the word cahoots, because that always implies that, you know, you're lying. But he's not working on the same team. He's just saying what is the truth. I would disagree. Then who cares what status the Malva is? The Eidecha is working on his own. He's giving information. Who cares what status the Malva is? So therefore it would come out, Lamaisa, that the Pashtus is that you would say, and this is what the Pashtus is, that you would say, Allah Lamaisa, that if you're working with this, I would say it doesn't have to be what? Eidus what? Works on its own. Eidus works on its own, and therefore what? It's Eidus, it's on the Maisa. Therefore, I would say, even if the guy is a Shema, that's the Hesber, perhaps, that we could suggest regarding this din. Halacha l'maisa, what does it make a difference? If it's a Nemanis Gemura, right? If it's a Nemanis Gemura, then what should make a difference at all what the status of the Malv is? You follow what I'm saying? Elliot?
How does the Kesef Mishnah say that? Man?
So the Kesef Mishnah is saying it B'das HaRambam, so you're getting conflicting approaches within the Kesef Mishnah, right? Because the Kesef Mishnah had difficulty on this Raman. You could say this was himself. In the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam, these two nafkaminas will not go well. That is correct. These two nafkaminas will not go well within the Kesef Mishnah, but that's the Rambam. Here you could say the Kesef Mishnah is just asking on his own. He himself is kind of like arguing on the Rambam. But here you're right, Zach, this would be conflicting. But I'm just saying the lumdus of the Dover, if you hold he's working as an Eidecha, he's independent, who cares? But If you hold Elliot, that he's being Yotzer a Suffolk, then what would you say? Then in order to be Yotzer a Suffolk, I mean, you have to be on the same team as the Malva, as the Toveya. If the Toveya is a Bari and you are testifying, you're helping him out, then I can hear that there's a Suffolk what being created by the Eidecha coming. But Stam, Lamaisa, with you just coming on your own without the Malva knowing anything about it, how, in what sense would it be creating a Suffolk? That would be a very, very good nafkamina. Very good nafkamina legabe what? Legabe these two approaches regarding this din. So that we could suggest would be what would be a nafkamina. And as Zach points out very well, that it seems to be conflicting the Kesef Mishnah in the what? In the Rambam. Okay? In the Rambam. So that's what we want to suggest. That if it's considered to be what? A Yotzer the Suffolk, then Lamaisa, you're going to have to what? Help him out, and he should at least have to be Toveya. He should have to be at least Bari Bidover. Okay. You know, I think if you look closely in the Rashbam and our Sugya, I think maybe we could say which one of the two approaches the Rashbam goes with. Let's take a look at the Rashbam here before we go into Taisus. You see the Rashbam here in our we went through all the Rashbams on Wednesday, but look in the Rashbam here, Diramaskol Lishtova. Okay, Eitan, you read that so nicely on Thursday. How about again? Okay, let's just read it, then we'll have someone, says Eitan read on Thursday, we'll have someone else do the Tais on Sunday, today, but just read that Lishtova. Go ahead. If I would ask you which one of the two approaches the Rashbam holds of the mechanics of the Nechem, let's look at this Rashbam closely. Go ahead, Eitan. Lishtova.
Lishtova es ha-shua sha'ein mechaiva. Inu yako, deha modi dechata. Deha'ein mechaiva lishtova shlokata. Mechakish es ha'ein. Yachi mash makra, liyako meirecha be'ish lechol avon lechol chatas v'gomer. Shalai mamon shu kofer. Deha'ein mechaiva lo yako. Avon kam...
Right, so what does it mean, kam hu l'shvua l'hachish es ha'ed? In other words, basically, what is the eid echad, right? Now, since there's an eid echad, what do you have to do? I mean, it's not a slam dunk to you, but whenever you have an eid echad, what do you have to do? You have to deny him. It's not that the eid echad is testified on the whole mice, and there's a beerer, and your mom is you're locked in the corner. If you don't take a shvua, you're going to get nailed. It's just, you know what? He's created a suffix. Your job, the Torah says, is to deny the aid. You hear what I'm saying? I'm saying the Rashbam seems to be saying he's playing down the fact that an Eidechad is closer to 280. The Eidechad, what, is created a pickle for you, and you need to be machashim, and that's it. He's not speaking to the strength of the Eidechad. So that's maybe, this is what the Sefer Pre-Motion wants to be medayik in the Rashbam. That the Rashbam, let's get it down, holds of the approach of Yotzer Sasafik. So I'm just going to write on the top here, Rashbam, and it's on Dibra Maskul Ishtova. You follow what I'm saying? He just says, Kam hu l'shvua l'achishet. That's your job. Your job is l'achishet. He doesn't speak to what the guy has done. Now, in contrast, I didn't give it to you, but believe that or tomorrow, look in Seder, okay, maybe I'll write in the Mar Makomos. The Ramban in the Chidushim writes, and I'm going to quote it to you. Listen what the Rabban writes on Lamed Aleph Maraf, right on the spot here. V'zel Lashono. He says, Yeshe Pirashnu V'zel Lashono Neshemina Torah Eid Echad Ad Sheyishav. You with me? Mibnei Shehemina Torah Eid Echad Ad Sheyishav Halo Lachisho. The Kolzman Shalo Nishpo Lachisho. The Kolzman that he doesn't swear to deny him. Hare Ha'ed Neman. What do you think the Rabban seems to be saying? That the Eidechad is mamish like a beer on the Maisa. That's correct. So I think that the Rabban definitely is going with that first approach, and the Rashbam seems to be going, I'm not saying it's a slam dunk in the Rashbam, but the Rashbam seems to be playing down his strength that he's like 280. So we've set these two approaches up very well, Bliya and Hara. Let's make sure we get them, internalize them, and we get these nafkaminas klor, and we're medayik from the Rashbam Narban on the sugya, that it seems to be that they are divergent in which approach they're taking. Okay. With this in mind now we can what? Now we can continue where we left off in the Tisus. Okay? Now, let's continue. I want to say outside where we're up to. Okay? In the Tosus itself. Okay? I gave you some Mara Makomos from regarding what an aid is. Let's mention that before we go to the Tais Atzel. What does it mean to make up an aid? What do I mean to make up an aid? How do you become an aid? How do you become an aid in halacha? If I ask you that. How do you become an aid in halacha? What's the first thing you definitely have to do to become an aid? You have to see the case, right? Do you have to have kavana? Yes. It's a big machlech in Shonim, but not only do you have to see the case, you have to have kavana when you see when you actually view the case that you have in mind, you can go to Beis Din. So you need a re'iyah number one, and we'll say you need kavana, okay? Also you need kavana. And in capital punishment cases, what also do you need, according to one Tana, which we paskin like? You need hasra. Excellent. To be the aid, you have to be the one that issued the hasra. Oh, someone else issued the hasra behind the corner. He didn't see the murder. He yells behind the corner, oh, don't kill him, right? Otherwise, you're going to get what? Herrick. Meanwhile, I didn't see the murder. Two other guys see that. Can you starve them together? We paskin? No. So in order to be an aid on dinei foshos, sarich hasra. Now, the reason why I say dinei foshos, obviously in momentus, there's no warning. Sarich hasra. Okay, that's an important thing that I want you to know, okay? It's a very important thing I want you to note, that in order to be an aid, you need re'iyah, you need kavana, and you need hasra if you're talking about dinin nefashos. That's in order to become an aid. Okay? That's in order to become an aid. That's warranted in order to become an aid. Okay. Now, let's go. Keep that in mind, because when we get up to the point outside of Tyson, we have to add something else on. Okay, let's go. What did Tosis ask, along with all the other Rishonim? What did Tosis ask, along with all the other Rishonim? What do we say? If you're mechuyev shvuah of any yachol l'shava, what's the din? If you're mechuyev shvuah of any yachol l'shava, what's the din? You have to pay. Correct. Shahari moda. Now, what was the lishtava in the Gemara? Does everyone recall? What was the lishtava we said? What did Rabbi Gershom and Tosis say where? In shvuah, islam and beis and meis. What was the Gemara when it said lishtava? What should you take a shvuah? That it was mine. Didi, that it was mine. Now, that's a problem because you immediately become a Goslin because you were moda that what? You were moda that you took it. So you become a Goslin. Excellent, guys. Shahari moda. So we said our Tosas is much like Tosas and Shavuos and like the Rabbeinu Gershom. Had the Rashbam learn Lishtava? No? You guys tell me. We said on Thursday. What was the Lishtava? To say Shalochakvi. We said a second later, the Gemara says it's ridiculous. You said you grabbed it. So we said the Havim is a little bit shvir. So why do you need? And the Mordechai asked, why do you have to need? The Gemara go on and say you're a gagazlan. So we said the Rashbam said it's a loose comparison. Just like a gagazlan can't take a shvuah, this guy can't because technically that's not what he said, right? Okay. What did Tosis ask now, along with all the other Rishonim outside? Let's get it. What do we say? No. What do we say? And then we'll pick it up from where we left off. You got a migu. What's the migu though? You have a migu to say lo chafi with a shvuah. So you should believe that chafi with a shvuah. That's his kasha. You have a shvuah and a second claim, right? Zevi, the second claim is lo chafi. I would have to take a shvuah. So believe me, I know the first claim with the shvuah of what? Of chatfi. That's the kasha all the Rishonim asked. Not everyone, oh, Tosis. Many Rishonim asked this kasha. Great kasha of Tosis. Tosis loves this kasha. Okay? He loves this kasha, and he says, I'll offer you an answer. What's the answer that he offers? Again, what's the tireti? We always say the theoretical claim, which in Hebrew is tireti. What's the tireti? Is the second claim is I said didi chatfi. What's the migu that I could have said lo chatfi with a shvuah? So believe me now, didi chatfi with a shvuah, right? That's the tireti. Tireti is the theoretical. Why does Tosis say that this migu? What's his answer? What's his answer? What's his answer, Alan? What's his answer? It's not a good answer because the second claim, the theoretical claim, is what?
The
Reisa. Is a Shvu'di Reisa. The first claim is a Shvu'di Rabbanan. Doesn't do it, right? Doesn't do it. Right? Remember we said from the Rashbam, why is it not a good Migu? It's not on the same Ramah. It's not the same level. He doesn't tell you why it's not the same level, the Rashbam, but he says it's not the same level. He says, this is not the Shvu'ah that you were supposed to do. And to let the guy walk, you can't let him walk because his migu's been destroyed. Rashbam didn't tell you why it's destroyed. But we said the concept of the Rashbam is that they're not on the same level. So Tosis says, oh, maybe you'll tell me they're not on the same level because the theoretical Shvu'ah is the Raisa. The second one, the Shvu'ah, the first one is the Rabbanim. Maybe that's why it's not a good migu, that's why it's not the same level. He says, that's wrong. Please, guys, let's get it. Outside. We have it inside, we do it outside, up to the point where we're at. That was his teretz. He says that would be a good teretz. He says it's a bad teretz. Why is it a bad teretz? Because there's a Gemara later on above Vasa Daf Ayin that says what? It says that you're dealing with a Shomer Chinam. A month later, you gave him a basketball. A month later, he says, give me my basketball back. He says, I returned it to you. He has to take a shvuah. And he has a migu that he could have said it was an onus on the basketball. The basketball blew up. Shomer Chinam's Pater Nonson. That's good, he's believed. What do you mean? The second shvuah of the theoretical Zevi is a shvuah d'iraisa, Nensu. That's saying Lopashati. What's the first shvuah Chzarti? That's the Rabbanan. And the Gemara says it's good. So you see, even if one's the Rabbanan, the first one, the second one's d'iraisa, it's still good. So you see that that's not a good answer. Yes? Then what did Tosa say to that? Tosa said that's not true. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the pshat in that Gemara about Vasa Dafayin? They're both the Rabbanan. Why are they both the Rabbanan? Because we wrote on the board based on Eir Parshius, Rabbeinu Tam requires, in order for something to be D'Raisa, he requires a motive and mixus. Nensu has no element of Hodoya. Memelu, the first one's the Rabbanan, and the second one is the Rabbanan. That's why it's a good Migu. But in a Hanami, the Tirits remains steadfast, that if the first one is what? The Rabbanan, and the second one is D'Raisa, it's a bad Migu. Fine. Beautiful. See, Tosas uses Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat and Daf Ayin to say that's the answer to our Kasha. Okay. Fine. Yeah, but we went on Thursday. We went through a whole mahalach, okay, of erev parshas. You go, you chazard over that according to Rabbeinu Tam, in order to generate a shvuah d'oraisa, even by shomer, you need an element of hodah. Nemsu is no element of hodah. Memele it's only the rabbanim. It's a question of how to learn erev parshas. Okay, you'll go through it.
I think that was an answer of Tosus. It was just saying, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's good, but if it's like...
That's what I'm saying, Zach. Tosus uses Rabbeinu Tam's pshat and daf ayin to say, now that what? Now I have a good answer. You follow me? He salvages his answer. Okay? That's what I was saying. Because Rabbeinu Tam himself did not answer the kasha. Does everyone hear what Zach's saying? Rabbeinu Tam had a pshat and daf ayin, which allows Tosus to keep his conceptual terrors. That the reason why it's not a good migu is because the second one is what? The Arise, and the first one is the Rabbanim. And Meil, it's not on the same level. Meil, it's a bad migu. Okay. Then Tosus continued. Oh, what did he continue and said? He said, Leika Lameima. What did he say? He said, I'll give you another teretz why it's not a good migu. Which he's going to say is wrong. What's the other teretz that he says? Leika Lameima. What's the Leika Lameima? The Leika Lameima is what? The Lake Lanamer is it's a bad migu because it's a migu da azar or a migu yare. It's a migu da azar or a migu yare. What's a migu da azar? It's a chutzpedik migu. He never would have made a claim to be machish the aid. He's scared to be machish the aid. And what's the other thing he's afraid of? He's afraid that the baldover, the guy who owned the metal, will join up with the aid echad and will testify that what? What will they testify? They'll go against him, right? He's either afraid that they'll apostle him, that they'll come against him. The Eidus of the Echad and the Baal Nascha. Oh, you got me? So that's why it's not a good migu. Again, what's his migu? Elliot. He said, Didi Chafi with a migu the Shalom Chatafi. But he's either, it's a lot of chutzpah, machish the Eid, it's a migu da'aza, or what? He's afraid that what? That the Eid Echad and the Baal, the guy who grabbed, the guy who had the metal grabbed from him is going to go against him. And that's a migu the what? What's that called? Amigu de Yare. We learned in the first semester, Amigu de Yare is bad as well. Now, what does Tosus have to point out immediately? Yes. How could he be afraid that the Baal Nasa is going to join up on him, the guy that owns the metal? He's a Baal Dover. He can't testify about his own stuff. So what does Tosus say? Balginin Dibur. That's why I gave you the Gemara on Daf 1 and Sanhedrin Daf Tes. What does Balginin Dibur mean? You accept the statement, not regarding you, but regarding the other guy. The Gemara says it's the Daf Yomi today. Today's Daf Yomi. In Sanhedrin Daf Tes. Today's Daf Yomi. Okay? Rava holds Palgini Dibura. That the guy says, Ploni Rava and Lertzono. He says that he was sodomized, and he was sodomized willingly. So he comes and testifies with another man that Mr. X sodomized him. And he engaged in it willingly. The Gemara says that the two Adam get together and they can mimate him and they can chmechayiv him misa. But he's talking about himself. You split it up, you assume it's about someone else. That's the statement called Palgini Dibura. Now I want you to get down the Ravid Shita. The Ravid has a Shita that claims, a very famous Shita, I want you to know it. Okay? The Rush quotes the Ravid in Makis, that says a Baal Dover, and the truth is, it's very possible that it's Rashi in Makis and Davav as well. The Rive holds a Baal Dover is not a shame aid. Ain shame aid. There is no shame aid on a Baal Dover. You follow what I'm saying? A litigant, there is no shame aid. If you testify about yourself, Yitzi, it's not called Aidus. It's not called Aidus. That's what the Ravid says. It must be Rashi, because Rashi has a whole case. How can you ever testify against a murderer? The murderee saw the case, right? Gemara has such a case. So he should be postulatus. Bishas Re'ia, he was a postulate. He saw himself about to get killed. He saw himself get killed. So he should say to Shabbat Miksas about Lakula. So the way the Ravid says in Rashi that a Baldover is not a shame aid. Okay? So in the same vein, you could explain Palgini Dibur, not that necessarily you got to chop it off. Anything that he said about himself is not registered as Aedus. So we assume he was talking about someone else. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Ravid's pshat. It's a famous Ravid. It's a famous, famous Ravid. Very important Kiddush. Okay? There's a Tumen that explains, like he has like nine cases. I have to remember all the nine. Okay? He has nine cases where you don't say Eidus Shabbat Maksasa Balakula. Let me see if I can remember the nine. Cherish, Shota, Katan, Melech, Akum, Isha. I can't remember now 7, 8, 9. If you have any of these people in a group of Adim, you don't say to Shabbat Mitzvah Balakula because it doesn't register as an aid. You follow me? It's like a blank. I can't think of the other. Maybe Suma. Maybe Suma and Evid. Very good. Suma. Evid. No, Karav is like, you know, that's for sure. That's Adis Shabbat Mitzvah Balakula. It's not considered to be a blank. Right? It's Puzzle. It's Adis, but it's a Puzzle Adis. I forgot the nine. This is the Tumim writes. He says that all these nine guys, you will say it's a blank. And you won't say it's Shabbat Mitzvah Balakula. It's like it doesn't register as Adis. Okay? I don't, could be. Maybe Baal Dover's the ninth, but I seem to remember Daniel was not there. Was not there. But think about it. Okay, whatever the case might be, I want to bring out, what does this have to do with our Tosfos? Let's go back, guys. Come on. Let's go back. Again, what did the Tosfos say? Leika Lamemar, why is it not a good Migu? Maybe he's afraid or what? Maybe it's a Migu Dazer, he's afraid. What is he afraid of? He's gonna get teamed up on. The Eidachim plus the Baal of Metal. The Baal of Metal, he can't testify about himself. Pagin and Dibura. What was the case? That there was a what? A Lova that said that someone lent me money with interest with another Eidachim. What do you mean? You borrowed the money with interest. Aren't you speaking badly about yourself? Pagin and Dibura. Okay. Why did Tosfos, please get this, guys. Why did Tosfos say this is not a good terrorist? No, you got to get this. Why did Tosfos say it's not a good terrorist?
Sounds like only the Eden.
Why is this teretz not a good teretz? It's a bad migu because of migu da yari or migu da aza. So Tosfos says the ha. What was the ha? Because what's in mashman the gemara? It's mashman the gemara. The migu is good. What's the whole problem here? Guys, you got to get this. What's the whole problem in our sugya? The fact that Erech was Machayev Shvua. If it wasn't for the fact that Erech was Machayev Shvua, the migu is good. How did he prove the migu is good? How did he prove the migu is good? Because what happens if they're Eidim? What happens if they're Eidim?
Sure.
Why aren't you believed if there are two Eidim to say, Didi Chafi? Two Eidim say it was what? Two Eidim say, I took the medal. But I say, Didi Chafi. Why aren't you believed? Must be the only reason why you're believed is because you have a Migu. What was your Migu? You guys got to get this point. Please get this down. What was the guy's Migu? That it, Lo Chafi. And what did the Eidim say? Chatve. So it must be the whole reason why I'm not believed with two Adim is because why my whole nemanus is anchored by the fact that I have a migu. Because Didi Chafi straight up against two Adim is not a steer. The two Adim say I grabbed it, but I say it's mine. So why am I not believed? Must be the whole nemanus of Didi Chafi is based on a migu. And the migu against the Adim is bad. Because the theoretical claim that I didn't grab it is against the Adim. That's Tosfos Rai. You follow me? Mainly, you see from Tosfos. Tosfos, so you see from the Gemara, the whole Nemanus is based on a Migu. So if there are no Eidim, you're believed when there's a Migu. And if there's an Eid Echad, again, if there's no Eidim, I believe because there's a Migu. If there's Eidim, I'm not believed because my Migu is against the Eidim. If there's an Eid Echad, what's the story? The Eid Echad is Mechai V'Shvua. So if the Eid Echad is Mechai V'Shvua, that's why I don't have enough power to say what? I don't have enough power to say that it was what? Didi Chatve. Right? I don't have enough power to say it's Didi Chafti. So you see, Beferish, the fact that he was Mechayev Shvua, right? The fact that he was Mechayev Shvua, I lose what? I lose the Migu. The fact that it was Mechayev Shvua, Ilav Dein Mechayev Shvua, Haya Potter. So, Al Korcha Ben Migu, Ilav Migu, Alav Kol Kamina, Limer the Medidi Chai. If it wasn't for the Migu, I wouldn't be able to say Didi Chafti. So it's all because of the Migu. So the Migu is what really wins me over, but if it gets an Eid Echad, it doesn't win. Why doesn't it win? To aid him, but also why if the Eid Echad? Because I Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua, and until you take the Shvua, you're going to lose. You follow what I'm saying? Against to aid him, you lose, because why? Two Eidim said I grabbed. I say Didi Chafi. Why am I against the Eidim? Because the reason why I believe is because I have a Migu to say Lo Chafi. That's against Eidim. If there's no Eidim, I win because I have a Migu. If there's an Eid Echad, I have to take a Shvua. A Migu's not enough to get you out of Shvua without getting the lumness of what Eid Echad is. Until I take the Shvua, I lose. So what do you see from this, guys? Yitzi? What do you see from this? The Daha. Is the Migu really a good Migu? Yes! Don't give me this answer that it's a migu di ahaza or a migu di what? Di yarei. It's a beautiful migu. The only reason why it's a problem is because b'chiyuv shvuah. So that's why Tosha says this answer is a bad answer. Please get it down. First answer was, we said, that is a shvuah, the rabban, and the second shvuah, right? So it's a bad migu. It's not the same level. Second teretz is that maybe the migu is a bad migu because it's a migu di ahaza or a migu di yarei. The answer is there's nothing wrong with the migu. The migu is a beautiful migu. It's not an issue here that it's a hazer or yari. It's a good migu. The only problem is that there's a chiyuv shvuah here, and the migu is not good enough. So therefore, that answer goes out the window. Okay? So now that leads us to the re. Michael, let's go. Read the re. We're up to the re. Let's go. Voy Marie, guys. Look inside. Voy Marie. Loud, please. Yeah, go. Voy Marie. Shalo, back at the word shalo. Oh, what does the re say? What does the re say? The re says in a chanami, guys. Why does he say the migu's bad? He said it is a migu to aza. Against the eight echad, it is a migu to aza. What is he going to have to do with an eight echad? He has a migu to say, take a shvua, shalo chatfi. That's chutzpah. That's ha'aza. That he won't do. That he won't do. There's inachanami. Inachanami. The migu is what? When there's no edim, the migu is a good migu. Because he's not scared of anything. There's no edim there. The second that an eid echad comes, it's a migu da'aza. He's scared to go ahead and what? Be machish the eid echad. So the Rish says, inachanami, the migu is not good because why? It is a migu da'aza. That's exactly what the Rish says. Itak is a migu da'aza. But when is it a migu da'aza? Only when it's against the what? Eid an eid echad, exactly.
Why is it also against the eid echad?
Because what is the migu supposed to accomplish? A migu that I can take a shvua, Daniel, that's shalo chatfe. And the eid echad said chatfe.
But I thought the metzias ha'aza is against the baal din.
No, the ha'aza is against the eid echad. The eid echad is one of the shvua. So the eid echad is saying you took it. So you have a migu to say shalo chatfe, that's chutzpah. When the eid echad is pitted, when there's no edim, it's a good migu. You have no problem to do it. See, the previous line at Taisa said, lock, stock, and barrel, it's a good migu. The only problem is the shvua. Right? The only problem is the shvua, and then you're stuck. No, the re says in a chanami. The migu is good when there's no edim. But once you have an eid echad, then the migu goes up in smoke. That's why the migu is not a good migu. You follow what I'm saying? The Re is kind of saying, in a chanami, up to a point, the migu is good, meaning when there's no edim. The second you have an erechad, it's a bad thing. Second you have an erechad, it's a migu da'aza. It's a migu da'aza because he's scared of going against the erechad. What did Tos say about two edim? Why is didi chat shem migu? Must be because it's because of the migu. The migu is not good against the two edim. So he would say the same thing. The migu is not good against the two edim. But the migu by the echad becomes a migu to asa. So the re-saying in a chanami. So how many tirutzim do we have so far? Why the migu is not a good migu? Number one, told us earlier, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's diraisa. The second one is diraisa, the first one is the rabbanan, not the same level. Yes? Second one is that it's a migu to asa, it's not a good migu. So we have two tirutzim so far. And then we have basically a third zevi with the Rashbam, who didn't tell you why. He just said they're not on the same level. Finished. He didn't elucidate why they're not on the same level. You know, theoretically, the Rashbam could be like the Rior Rabbeinu Tam. If you would ask me, guys, Rashbam just says, it's not the right shvuah. What does that mean when he says not the right shvuah? He said, ain't you shvuah mutal eslof. Eitan read it so nicely. A few times already. Ain't you shvuah mutal eslof. What does that mean? It could mean like Rabbeinu Tam, that the shvuah you want him to take now is the Rabbanan, the second one's the Raisa. Or you could say he means like the what? You could mean like the Re, that it's a migu da'aza. And it's not a good migu. Shari kocho shemigu. The koach of the migu has been weakened. Why has it been weakened? Because the migu da'aza. So it's not clear exactly what the Rashbam Nachlas Moshe. If I remember correctly, I think I have to remember. If I'll believe that for Tamar, neither says the Rashbam is like Rabbi Natan or like the Re, I don't remember. Okay, but I'm just saying, Pshat and Rashbam, you can go either way. Okay, so basically, Zevi, you have two tirutz. Rashbam is really unclear. He just introduced the concept, not on the same level. Why is it not the same level? We don't know. Can you say like the Rabbi Natan or like the Re? Go ahead, Michael. Excellent. Let's go. Avakosha,
Lake me who my time is Rosh Shmuel to plague you, Paracon Shvaim, Arabi Abba, Patre Benitzko, Leilu Mitok Shane, Holisha Mishalim, Oshta, my Patre, Vapshita, Dano Nemma, Lamar, Didi Hatvi, Blomigu, Kudapriches Lyle.
Period. Oh. You remember we wrote on the board, David? Remember we wrote on the board on Thursday? There is a group of Amoraim, two famous Amoraim, first generation Amoraim, Rav and Shmuel. They disagree with this famous Shir Klali of Rav Abba. Mitok Shein Yochel Hashav Meshalim. You know what Rav and Shmuel say? You're putter. You don't want to take the Shmuel, no big deal. You're putter. Yes? So if you hold like the Ri, who holds, right? If you hold like the Ri, what on earth is the Pshat in Rav and Shmuel? Right? What are we saying according to the Ri? What do we say, Daniel? Is the Migu a good Migu according to the Ri? No, it's a Migu to Aza. Let me ask you a question, guys. If it's a Migu to Aza, it's a bad Migu. Rav and Shmuel hold. Mitoch Sheinach Lashon Mashal, Shkoyach, Mazel Tov. Who cares? In our Sugi, if you don't have a Migu, you should lose. Why on earth, according to the Ri, does the Gemara say, oh, it's only because of Rav Abba? Remember we asked that on Thursday, we said in general, what does this have to do with Rabbi Abba? Even if you don't hold like Rabbi Abba, even if you hold like Rav Shmuel, your partner, still the guy should lose. He doesn't have a Migu here. This Kasha, and that's why I put out the Rabbi Shimon Seder, this Kasha you could also ask on Rabbeinu Tam. Not on Tosa's usage of Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Oh, you tell me it's no Migu because this first one's the Rabban, the second one's the Raisa. Or you tell me what, it's not a good Migu, it's a Migu Daza. So, Lamaisa, Rav and Shmuel, who hold me, talk Shin Shalom is putter, but there's no Migu. No matter how you slice it, there's no Migu, so he should lose. So why does the Gemara, you can really ask this, it's not just Akasha on the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, you can really ask it on our Gemara. I don't know why Tosfos doesn't ask on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara bring in Rav Abba? Even Rav Shmuel would agree in the case of the medal that the guy should lose. Michael, because his Migu is bad. Why is the Migu bad? Why? Because either the first one is what? The Rabban and the second one. First one's the Rabban, the second one's the Rai, so there's not on the same level. Or it's the Migu Daza. So the Migu's out the window. That's why you lose. So even if you argue with Rav Abba and you hold like Rav and Shmuel that Mitoch Sheniach and Lashava Mishan is Pater, you're still going to be in trouble here. You still should have to pay. You follow me? That's the Kasha Lamaisa. That this Tos, please get it down. Number, we're making two horrors. Number one, Tosus asks as a Kasha on Ri. Theoretically, you could ask it on Tosus usage or Rabbeinu Tam. And number two, you really could ask it on the Gemara Menei Ubei. Why is the Gemara Tolid on Rabbi Abba? Mike, if you could read that again, read it slowly. Go ahead. If there is no good Migu for whichever reason, the Ri said because it's not a Aza. We're pointing out a Kurim time, and one's the Rice, one's the Rabbanon. Go ahead.
My time of the Rav Shmuel, the Pligi, the Perakol Nishbaim, Arabi Abba, Upadre Benitzcha.
The Leislu,
Mitoch Sheni Acholi Shava, Mishalim. Vahashda my Patre.
Right, why are they putter? You're not believed to say didi chafi without a migu. You need a migu. Remember, you need a migu? You always need a migu. Remember we proved that earlier? You need to have a migu. So if you need to have a migu, migu is the key thing in the whole sugya. If you need to have a migu and you don't have the migu, then even Rav Shmuel should agree. Does everyone hear this kasha? You got it? Oh, so how are we going to solve this for the Ri? Or for that matter, Tos Yishish Rabbeinu Tam. So, there's a Truma Sakri that the Ksos quotes. I don't know if the Ksos doesn't quote it, but it's in the Ksos. Ksos' brother was the Kuntras HaSveikis. Truma Sakri, I don't remember who wrote it, one of the Gedolei Achronim. And the Truma Sakri, it's in Simen Ayin Hay, Sifkot and Yud Gimel. Let's get it down. Simen Ayin Hay, Sifkot and Yud Gimel, the Truma Sakri. Truma Sakri wants to suggest as follows. He wants to suggest that Didi Chatfe would work, Lomaisa. Didi Chatfe would work on its own. Didi Chatfe would work on its own. Okay? You follow what I mean? Again, Tosa's assumption is that it would work totally what? That everything works based on Migu. So Didi Chatfe really works as Antaina on its own. Didi Chatfe really works on Antaina on its own. Not because of a Migu. It works really on its own. So if there's no Adim, Didi Chafi will win. I have the Cheskes Metalton. What happens if there's Edim? Problem is if they're Edim, right? They establish that he is the Muchsuk, and I would not be believed to say what? Didi Chafi, because he what? He has it before me. But theoretically, the Taina of what? The Taina of Didi Chafi stays on its own. It's legitimate, it's a Taina Bifnei Atzma. It does not need the what? Work through Amigu. So therefore, that's the case. The response that the Re would say is as follows. The Re would say that if you hold like Rav and Shmuel, right? Let's talk about again. If you have no Aiden, what's the din? What do you say if there's no Aiden? The Diyatzim is what? Is going to be Neman. It's a legitimate claim. If there are Aiden, the reason why the Diyatzim is not good, because why? Because there are two Aiden that was his first. So I'm not believed to say Didi Chafim. Okay? I'm not believed to say Didi Chafim. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? This is what we're assuming. I'm not going to believe to say Didi Chafim. What happens if there's an Eidechad comes? What does the Eidechad do, guys? What do you say? The Eidechad could do one of two things, and that's why we began today like this. The Eidechad might be a Nemanus on the Maisa. It's like a beerer. It's like a beerer on the Maisa. Aaron, you got this? So if it's a beerer on the Maisa, it's like the Eidechad generates a Chiyuv Mamon. Like there are two Eidim. Like there are two Eidim. And therefore, unless you take a Shvua, you're going to what? Unless you take a Shvua, you're going to have to what? You're going to have to pay. Memela what? Memela in such a case, the Taina of what? The Taina, and this is what the Re is responding. The Taina, according to Rav and Shmuel, is if you hold me, Toch Shein Yechol Shav Meshalim, it's not that it's an Eidechad. It's Yotzer what? It's Yotzer a Suffolk, and a Suffolk what? You don't have to pay. Mitoch Shein Yechol Shav Meshalim. If you don't want to pay, you don't have to pay. You're going to be putter. So the whole reason that causes the problem here is because I hold like Rabbi Abba. If I hold like Rabbi Abba, then therefore it is what? It is Yotzer what? It is Yotzer the Shvua, and therefore it's Yotzer Chiyuv Mamon. And if you don't take the, you don't pay them, make the Shvua, you got to pay. Again, Nachamo, let's get this. What was the kasha on the Re? What did the Re say? Let's get the kasha. What did the Re say? It's not a good migu, right? Why is it not a good migu? It's a migu d'oz against the Eidechad. What was the kasha of Tosus on the Re? You hold like Rav and Shmuel, that whole putter. But if the whole basis of it is that there's no migu, then even Rav and Shmuel should agree you lose, right? Yes? Mm-hmm. What's the terrors? Terrors of that is the following. You got it wrong, the Re says. The whole basis of the Gemara is not the issue of migu. The basis of the Gemara is that the Chatzav, the Diatzav itself is believed when there are no Aiden. Not because of a migu. But because of what? It's a Taina on its own. Cheskes Metalkon. Please get that down. On its own, the mechanics of the Gemara is not based on Migu Michael. The mechanics of the Gemara is based on that the Di Chafi is a Taina on its own that I say I have a Cheskes Metalkon. Now, if I'm against two Eidim, I would lose because the two Eidim are saying it's his Cheskes Metalkon. And the Di Chafi wouldn't be good. What happens if there's an Eid Echad? So if you hold like Rabbi Abba, Zach, that holds me talk shein yachal l'shav as mishal netzachi of mammon. It's like there's two Aiden. And therefore, what's the halacha in such a case? The halacha in that case is that because I hold me talk shein yachal l'shav, it creates a chi of mammon. What's the din? What's the din in that case? The din is that you have to pay. The din is you have to pay. Didi chafi is not a good enough taina. You have to take a shvur. And if you don't take a shvur, you got to pay. What do Rav and Shmuel say? No. Rav and Shmuel say it's like a what? All it does is yotzer a what? A suffix, and if you don't want to take the shul, you're still going to be putter. So the whole crux of the Gemara has to be based on Rabbi Abba. It has to be based on Rabbi Abba, guys. Because if you hold like Rav and Shmuel, basically I'm going to write down a sixth nafkamina, a fifth nafkamina. You know what number five is? Kind of. Rabbi Abba holds beer nemanis on the maisa, therefore you're chayiv. Nemanis on the maisa, then you're chayiv. And you know what Rav and Shmuel hold? Rav and Shmuel hold, no way. Rav and Shmuel hold that it's Yotzer the Suffolk. And therefore, you know what? You don't want to take the Shmuel. You're still a Muxik. You don't have to pay. Finished. I'm going to write down Chayiv and Potter straight up. Now, this Chakira is usually said within an Eid Echad. Right? But we want to say maybe it's a Machlokes. This is exactly Machlokes Rav and Shmuel and Rav Abba. But I want you to get this, guys. The Trumasat Kri is saying that it's lo mevusesed. Lo mevusesed al migu. It's not based on what, migu? This sugya is not based on migu. It's based on the fact that didi chafi is a taina bifnei atzma. Taina bifnei atzma, and that's why you're believed. It has nothing to do, the basis of the Gemara has nothing to do with migu. So the Ri would say, you know what? The Ri was masber that the migu was bad. You're right, the migu was bad. It was a migu to awesome. But the notion of didi chatfi lamaisa was a taina on its own. It wasn't based on a migu. If you have two edim, didi chatfi loses. Because why? The two edim are saying the guy, previous guy owned it. What do you do with it if there's an eid echad? So if, what do you do if there's an eid echad? Echad is mechai v'shua. So eid echad is mechai v'shua, and it's a real chiv moment if you hold like Rav Abba. You just have an out to take a shul. If you don't take the shul, you're going to have to pay. Ah, you have a migu? It's a migu da'aza. It's a bad migu anyway. That's what the reshita was. But the re says to me, don't give me this business that the whole sugya is based on migu. It's not based on migu. Didi chatve, the re would say, the Truma Sakri is defending Megin. Lari. He's defending the re from this kasha. It's based on the fact, lo mevusesed. It's based on didi chatve. You follow this word of the Truma Sakri, it's a beautiful word. And that's how you answer the kasha on the Gemara. That's why the Gemara has to come on to Rabbi Abba. That's why the Gemara must come on to Rabbi Abba, because if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, then it's no big, it only creates a suffix, and you'll talk to be putter. You'll talk to be putter because Mitoch Shein Echlos is a beer on the Maisa. You really should be chayav moment you have an out with the Shmuel. Oh, but I have a migu? Migu's a bad migu da'aza. So maybe you got to pay, but if holy Rav Shmuel, the Mitoch Shein Echlos is not a chiyuv moment, then what? Then Lamaisa, it's not a chiyuv moment. It only does is create a suffix, and therefore I'm putter. Therefore I'm putter Lamaisa. I don't want to take the shmuel. It could be based on, you tell me it's a migu da'aza? Okay, even if it's a migu da'aza, I don't care. There's no chiyuv moment. The basis of the sugi is not a migu. The basis of the sugi is a taina didi achat, is a taina on its own. Not based on migus. That whole principle he is docha, that whole premise rather, we should say. That's what the Truma Sakri wants to say. Has everyone got this clear? That's the teretz that he wants to say. So please get that down. That's what he's saying, the Truma Sakri is saying. Yes, Seth, go ahead.
So what do we do with the fact that he says,
what do you mean, what do you mean he does?
He says that.
So if there's no Adim, plug it in, he wins. If there's Adim, he loses because why? The two Adim said the previous guy had a chazakah. And if there's an Eid Echad, what happens? So an Eid Echad generates a Shua. So if you hold like Rav Abba, you have to pay. It creates a Chiyuv Mamon if you don't take a Shua. So you'll tell me you have a Migu, it's a Migu Da'aza. So you'll have to pay. But if you hold like Rav and Shmuel, that there's no Chiyuv Mamon that's established, right? Even if you call it a Migu Da'aza, and it's a bad Migu, but the bottom line is that even if I don't take the Shua, I'm potter anyway. Didi Chaf is a legitimate claim. You follow me? Didi chafi. The Eidacha comes and says, you grab it. I say, Didi chafi. That's a good enough claim. Migu, you have a Migu. Migu da'aza, it's a bad Migu. Rabbi Shmuel say, fine, I don't care if it's a Migu da'aza. It's not based on a Migu, it's based on Didi chafi. It's a good claim. And I don't want to take the shul. Who are you? You're an Eidacha, Shkoich, you're an Eidacha. I don't want to take the shul. Didi chafi. Mitok Shinich HaLashavah, it's Potter. You follow me? The whole basis of the cash is based on the fact you assume everything's based on a migu. The reason everything's not based on a migu. It's based on the fact that didi chafi is a taina bifnei atzma on its own. It's lo mevuseset al migu. That's the Truma Sakri's teretz here. That's the Truma Sakri's teretz on the Ri. Aaron, you got this? Glor? Good. I'm proud of you guys. There's another teretz I want. You got Seth, you got it? I'm going to say it again. Well, the whole basis of the kasha was that if you re-hold that the migu is a bad migu, what does it have to do with Rav Abba? Even if Rav Shmuel hold that it's potter, you still have a problem. You're still going to lose. Because the whole basis why you think you win is because of the migu is a bad migu. So the Torah says, you know what? It's not based on the migu. It's based on didi chatfi on its own being a good claim. So where there no eidim, didi chatfi would win. Where there eidim, didi chatfi loses. Where there's an eid echad, that depends what the nature of what of the chiyuv shvua that it generates. According to Rav Abba, you have to pay. It's a chiyuv mammon. And your migu is a migu da'az. It's a bad migu. So what's the din? You're going to have to pay. If you hold like Rav and Shmuel, it's not a chiyuv mammon. Ah, you don't have a migu? So what? I don't have a migu. I don't want to have. I hold Didi Chatvi. Didi Chatvi is a good enough time on its own. And you can walk away from the Eirach. You don't have to pay a penny. That's how you could defend the Ri. That's one teretz. Okay. Another teretz we could say. Okay? Another teretz we could say. Let's get it. Is based on the stipler. Okay? Another teretz we could say is based on the stipler. Stipler wants to say as follows. Let's get it. Okay, let's get it down. It's the second way to defend who? Second way to defend the Truma Sakri. Okay? Second way rather to defend the Ri. The Stipler. Okay? Stipler says you have Peshasa Peshahitr. Why is it a Peshasa Peshahitr? You have a Migu plus a Peshasa Peshahitr. Okay? Let's write it down. One was the Truma Sakri. Two. Kilus Yankiv. What does he say? Pesh Yasser. You have a Pesh Yasser. What's a Pesh Yasser here? You didn't have to say Didi Chatve. I didn't have to say Chatve. It was a Pesh Yasser. I didn't have to offer the information. I grabbed it. When there's no Edom, let's say. Let's go where there's no Edom. I say Chatve, Didi Chatve. That's a Pesh Yasser, Pesh Yitter. I offered that. I grabbed it. I didn't have to offer that. Pesh Yasser, Pesh Yitter. Right? When there's two Edom, there's no Din Pesh Yasser. There's no din peshasser, and there's what? And there's no din of the migu, because the theoretical claim is against the Edom. What's the theoretical claim? I didn't grab it, right? Peshasser you don't have against the Edom. The Edom told you you grabbed it, right? What happens if you have an Eirachet? What happens? What happens if you had an Eirachet? So what happens? So it's very similar to Truma Sakri. If you hold like Rabbi Abba, what does an Eirachet do? It generates a chiyuv what? Chiyuv, more than that, a chiyuv mammon, and the shvua gets you out of it. Right? So the pesh asr here is nothing. There's no pesh asr, just like if there's no pesh asr to enim, there's no pesh asr to enechad. The only thing you can do is what? Is take a shvua. And if you don't take the shvua, you have to what? You have to pay. But if you hold like Rav Shmuel, you hold what? Well, mitoch shenich ol shavah is mishal, is putter rather, then all you've created is a what? Is a suffix. So you still have the what? The Pesh Yasser, right? You might not have the Pesh Yasser because why? The Erechad came, but you still have what? You still have a Migu. You don't tell me the Migu is a Migu to Azza, but there still is what? There's still a Ptur. You're still Potter after it's all said and done. So the Stipler basically says a very similar terror to the Truma Sakri. The Truma Sakri said it's not based on a Migu, it's based on a Tanim Fneatva. The Stipler said it's not a Tanim Fneatva, but it's based on a Pesh Yasser, Pesh Yitter. So when there's no Edom, you have a Pesh Yasser. When there's Edom, you don't have a Pesh Yasser. When there's an Eirachet, well, it depends whether you have the Pesh Yasser. Depends whether you have the Pesh Yasser. Okay? Granted, the Migu's bad. But there might be a Pesh Yasser. That depends how you learn up Mitoch Sheni Yechol Shava. If your Mitoch Sheni Yechol Shava is Meshalem, that's a Chi of Mammon, then the Pesh Yasser is bogus. Just like there's no Pesh Yasser against two Edom, there's no Pesh Yasser against one Edom. But if your Mitoch Sheni Yechol Shava is his potter like Rav Shmuel, then there's no Chi of Mammon. There's no chiyuv mammon at all, so the pesh yasser should remain. The pesh yasser should remain. So the answer of the stipler is similar in the sense that Truma Sakri said the reason why it's good because it's not based on migu, it's based on the fact that it's a tanim b'fnei atzma. According to the stipler, it's not based on migu, it's based on a pesh yasser. You follow me? And that's a second way that we can answer who? We can answer the Ri. I can't hear you. What? The pesh yasser. What? Because the bottom line is that according to what? There's no chiyuv mammon that's created, right? So there's no chiyuv mammon that's created with an Eirachet because you're putter. You can still walk away. The truth is like the Eirachet is not Meiler Moirid. So the information I offered is based on Pesh Yasser. Okay? That's the Stipler's shot, okay? Both the Truma Sakri and the Stipler are saying you missed the boat, Tosfos, on when Tosfos asks on the Ri. Don't tell me the whole sugi is based on migu. It's not, the Rish says. It's either based on the din of being a tanim for the atzma, or it's either based on the fact that it's a pesh yasser. That's what he means. I'm just dramatizing a little bit, but he's saying that the Ri would say to Taisus, you did miss the boat when you asked the kasha. I mean, Taisus said, well, you didn't miss the boat. Because Taisus assumed the whole sugi was based on migu. Rashbam also, remember, we kept stressing migu on Thursday? keep saying migu migu like an Eitan read it, right? We said, what does he have to come migu? That whole sugya is based on migu. It's based on cheskes metalkin. Remember, keep stressing migu migu. The answer is not based on migu, says the Ri. It's either based on the tanya fehatzer, or it's based on what pesh osur. Okay, let's go to the Rivam now, guys. Okay, here we go, Michael. Let's go. So now we have the Ri, the Rebbeinu Tam, and we defended the Ri. Now we go to the Rivam. Tosas is plowing along, strong, cautious. He says to the Ri, you missed the boat, right? Each go, you say to each other, you missed the boat. So because of that, because we have difficulty with the Rebbeinu Tam, the Ri, this leads us to a third shot, the Rivam. Go ahead, Michael. Lekach?
Lekach nere kmo sheperish Rivam, devadai havi migu, belechli patre rav v'shmuel. Dinemam v'shmuel v'migu, di bai amar lo chatri. Rabbi Savar, Afagav, Di Le Migu, Chai, the Chevan, the Ego, Achad, Amchaibo, Shvor, Minatora, Kin Wadim, Shishav, El Haki, Shetheid, Oishalim, Vin Moli, Lo Migu, Pater.
Excellent. So, what does he say here? The Rivam is only Pshat. What does he say? He says, for sure it's a Migu. For sure it's a good Migu. Why do Rav and Shmuel say Pater? That's why they say Pater, because it's a good Migu. What does Rabbi say? Michael, what does Rav Abba say? Despite the fact that it's a migu, you're still chayiv. Why? Why is that? Because it might be a good migu, but the eid achad produces a chiyuv what? Chiyuv mamun, basically. Either you deny the eid or you got to pay. And a migu doesn't help in a pot to you. So what does the Rivam say? Rivam says it's a beautiful migu. It's a beautiful migu. Why is it a beautiful migu? Rav and Shmuel happen to say, they happen to hold, the Rivam happens to hold, it's a beautiful migu. The fact that it's a migu to Azza doesn't bother him. He thinks it's a good migu. Migu to Yare doesn't bother him. It's a good migu here. Maybe he holds, I don't know, maybe his sheet is migu to Azza Amrinin. Maybe his sheet is migu to Yare Amrinin. We had such sheet in Rishon as possible. He held this very stark. It's a good migu. That's the Rivam's sheet. Smack against who? Who's that smack against, guys? The Ri and the Rebbeinu Tam. The Ri said it was a bad migu because it's a migu the what?
Azza.
Migu the Azza, right? Or migu the Yare, yes? Yeah. And the Rebbeinu Tam said it was a bad migu because why? The first time it was a shvu the Rabban, the second one was shvu the Yare, so not the same level, right? We asked the Kasha and the Ri from the Gemara that even Rav and Shmuel should be problematic with our Gemara. What was the Teretz? We said it's not true. The sugya necessarily was not based on migu. Yes, the sugya was not necessarily based on migu. Either like the Truman's agreed, it's a tanim natural, or like the stipers based on a peshasser. But theoretically, that migu that did exist, the Ri didn't like the migu. Okay, that might not have been the pshat in the Gemara. As we save the Ri, we say that either you're working with the tanim natural, or you're working with what, peshasser. But the migu itself wasn't a good migu. Rivam comes and the migu is beautiful. So why do Rav and Shmuel, that's why Rav and Shmuel say Potter. What does Rav Abba say, Michael? Why does Rav Abba say Chayav to pay, despite the fact that it's a good migu? What do you say?
Shmuel is the only possible way of pattering you from Eidach.
Because it's a Chiyuv Mammon, right. The Eidach generates a Chiyuv Mammon, and a migu just can't get out of that. You have to take the Shvuah. And if you don't take the Shvuah, you got to pay. Basically, what is he driving at here? I mean, even though it's a good migu, you should say migu lafturu mishvu alo amrinin. Okay. When you had a migu, the guy was mechayev shvua, right? And you have to take the shvua lemaisi. That's a good point. In other words, you have a migu. The migu is mechayev the shvua min atayra. Vachish say, so either you have to pay, and the migu doesn't pater. The migu doesn't pater. You have a chiyu shvua, but it's a little bit different here, Seth, because migu lafturu mishvu is you have a shvua, you have a migu. And that would pot you from the shvuah. Here, when we talk about the migu throughout the whole Tosfos, the migu is you could take the second claim theoretically, but you got to take a shvuah on the second claim. You follow what I'm saying? When you talk about migu after the shvuah, the migu that exists, you don't have to take a shvuah with that theoretical claim. Here, you got to take a theoretical. That's why it's not the same topic as migu after the shvuah. But I'm glad he brought it up. Okay, it's good, very good. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? Oh, so what's the pshat here? If it's a very good migu, what's the pshat? So, the Reb Shimon Shkop writes, okay, and Reb Elchanan, let's get it. Reb Shimon Shkop and Reb Elchanan both write, do you know what the Pshat in Taisis is? The Pshat in the Rivam is Koach HaTayne. What do I mean by Koach HaTayne? Why are you smiling? What? Oh, what's up, Shah? Listen to this.
Only possible.
What was his migu? Lo chatfe. Migu was lo chatfe. Yes, with a shvuv. That's the only thing that you could win with. That's what Rababa holds. What is Koch HaTaina? We always are Masber. Main streamline, 2-1. What was 2? Lo chatfe with a shvuv. That's the only thing that will win, though. What are we trying to legitimatize here? To say chatfe with a shvuv, right? That's what you're talking about. Would chatve with shvu win with the migu to say lo chatve with a shvu? And what does Rav Abba say? No, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because in order to, this is like an extreme version of kol chataina. What do I mean by an extreme version of kol chataina? Meaning, we always say you have the streamline 2-1. Here, the only thing that will make you victorious is what? Is lo chatve. Not only do you have to streamline it, you have to do it. You know what I mean by you have to do it? You have a theoretical claim of lo chatve with a shvuah. You want to streamline that? Then the only thing that wins is what, Michael? Lo chatve. Chatve will not win. So it will not bolster the forces of chatve. The bottom line is you would have to do it. That's how Reb Shimon Zatzal and Reb Elchanan Zatzal are masber this line of the Rivam. I want you to get it. The bottom line is when he reads those, Michael, read those words again. Okay? Kach nire. This number 3. Go ahead. Lekach nire.
Lekach nire, kol v'sheperish ribam, devad v'ham migu, v'lohachli patshei ra v'shmuel. Dinema v'shmuel v'migu, di baya mar lochotri. Rav Abba salver apagav di le migu, chayiv
di... Oh, why? Why are you chayiv if it's a good migu? Kaven to what?
Kaven to ika echad hamachayiv v'shmuel min ha-Torah.
So he doesn't say why though. He just says since there's an echad mechayev shvuv, it's a good migu. Why is the migu not good enough? You know why? Because the migu bases on the mechanics of koach hataina. Please get this down. It's Reb Shimon, Reb Chanan say it's based on koach hataina. If it's based on koach hataina, it means the koach hataina here you have to actually do. The koach hataina is lo chatve with a shvuv, and you're not actually doing that. You're taking a shvu of what? Of chatve. And that won't do the job. You need to deny the aid. That's what he said, Michael, didn't he? You have to kain within sheyishvu lahakish is the aid. Oh, you shown. You have to be machash the aid, Michael. And you're not machash the aid with chatve. You're agreeing with him. Koch hataina here means, says Reb Shimon and Reb Elchanan Zatzal, that the koch hataina means you have to actually streamline it and do it and use it. And you can't do that. You can't do that. It's not going to work. That's a pshat in the Rivam. You can't do that. Now, why do you think that svar is difficult? I think it was very difficult. I mean, these are the Gedolei Yisrael. But I said to Reb Osher, I said, well, koach hataina the whole time is what I got in my pocket. Right, like we always gave that muscle of the army, right? You got like 1,000 tanks. And the other side has like 2 tanks. And I got F-15s, F-16s, I got everything, right? So the fact that I got this in my back pocket makes, it's a koch hataina. It's like I win, there's nothing to talk about. I got so much power in my pocket about it, there's no war. But did it ever mean, we said, that you have to actually use, it has to use the same thing? I have 1,000 cannon, I have 1,000 tanks, and I have 300 F-15s, right? The F-15s aren't the cannon, aren't the tanks. So what? They're all in my pocket that are our weapons that I should win, right? Why does it have to be the same thing? It doesn't have to be the same thing, right? Why do you have to use that? So he said. So he pointed out to me, Rav Asher said, Rav Asher Weiss, 2 Rav Ashers. Points out Rav Asher Weiss asked that kasha. He says, Mehecha Tesi, that when you use koch hataina, it has to be that exact, this thing that you're streamlining has to be the same thing. What you streamline is that you win. Remember we said, what's the difference with koch hataina and bir? Bir is, you're mevar the emes. I could have made a better lie, so my first time is correct. I could have made a better lie, so my first time is correct, because I didn't make the better lie. That's bir, it's emes. Koch hataina doesn't necessarily say what? That it's the emes. It just says you win. Because I had a lot of stuff in my back pocket, like I said, that I would have won with. So I win also with this. That's, but I don't have to win with the same same chess piece. Lavdol of those are the same F-15 or king. It's not the same F-15. It's not the tank. So that's what Rav Asher says. Mehecha Tesi, there's such a concept like that. That the Koach HaTan has to be this thing you're using. You have to use that itself. It's a Pella, he says. It's a very, 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 very stark Taina. So, what's the shot we could say in the Rivam? What's the second shot? Second shot we could say in the Rivam is a Stipler also. Stipler just points out, you're right according to the Rivam, it's a good Migu. You're right according to the Rivam, it's a good Migu. Okay? I want you to get this. According to the Rivam, you're right, it's a good Migu. In what sense is it right that it's a good Migu? It's a good Migu, but the question is it a Migu the Hotzi or not? What does Rav Abba's din create for us, we said, according to Michael? Creates a Chi of Mammon. You don't take the Shvu, it's a Chi of Mammon. With the Migu, is the Migu good Lahotzi? Even though physically you have the metal, but the bottom line is there are eight in it, so you take it. Or an eight echad, so you take it. So if it creates a Chi of Mammon, what happens? What would you say if it creates a Chi of Mammon? It's a Migu Lahotzi, exactly. So Rav Abba holds it, since it's a Chi of Mammon, it creates what? A Migu Lahotzi lo amrinin. Whereas if you hold like Rav and Shmuel, then a Meitok Shein Yachal Lashava Mishalim, and this is what he holds, Rav and Shmuel hold what? That it doesn't create a Chi of Mammon. Meitok Shein Yachal Lashava Mishalim, Nedecha creates kind of like a Sofek, then the Migu is good because the Migu lo what? Migu lo Hachzik. So I want you to get these two things down. Number one was what? Did I write it? Rav Shimon? Tzatzal? And Rav Elchanan? Tzatzal. Okay, let's get it down. The first, they said what? It's an issue of what? What did they say it was an issue of? Koach HaTaina. But Koach HaTaina using Mishtamesh Ba'oto Taina. And you can't do that here. The only thing that can win is Lo Chatvi. You're saying Dinichavi, so you're going to lose. So Rav Asher says Koach HaTaina doesn't mean he's going to use the same thing. So the other pshat that we're suggesting is from the Stipler. What's the Stipler's pshat? Stipler's pshat says what? Is that it's a Migu Lahachzik or a Migu Lahotzi, depending on if you learn like Rav Abba, Migu Lahotzi, or Lahachzik. Depending if you learn like Rav Abba, write down Rav Abba, then it's a Migu Lahotzi, because it's a Chiyuv Mammon. If you learn like Rav and Shmuel, it's a Migu Lah what? It's a Migu Lahachzik, which is good. But according, it's definitely a good Migu. According to the Rivam, it's definitely a good Migu. That's a fundamental machlokes in the Rivam against the what? The Rin Rav and the Tam. If I ask you guys, is it a good Migu or not? What would you say? Is this a good Migu or not? What do you say? Machlokes Rivam against the Rin Rav and the Tam. According to Rivam, it's a good Migu. It just depends whether what? It's Lahasik Lahotzi. Or it's a problem of Koach HaTaina that you have to use the same thing, right? But legitimately, it's a good Migu. The fact that it's Yari or Aza doesn't bother him. Maybe he holds Migu Aza Amrina. Maybe Migu Yari is good. According to the Re, you follow what I'm saying? According to the Re and the Benetam, it's a bad Migu. According to the Benetam, it's a bad Migu. Why? At least according to the way Tosis used Benetam. Because why? The first time is what? First Shvu is what? Is the Raisa. The first Shvu is the Rabbanan. The second one is what? The theoretical one is the Rabbanan. According to the Reed, it's bad because of Migu Dazam. Or Migu Diyari. It's a Kavalik of Shat, but it's a Machlok is fundamental whether it's good Migu. Now you might ask me, Michael, go ahead.
Why just because there's a Chiyuv Mammon, does that make it a Migu Lahotzi?
Because until I have the metal physically, but Lamaisa, I have a Chiyuv Mammon to pay him. So that makes him the Muchsuk.
Okay.
That makes him the Muchsuk. So my usage of my Migu makes me Lahotzi. Okay? Okay? All right. Now, what's the nafka meaning? I just pointed out there's a fundamental machlokes between the Rivam against the Rabbeinu Tam, whether there's a Migu or not. Okay? What's the nafka meaning? Nafka meaning is the ksos. The ksos is in Simen Nun Ches, Sifkot and Hay. Simen Nun Ches, Sifkot and Hay. Okay? The ksos has a case. Let's get it. What was our case in our Gemara? What was the case in our Gemara? Then Ein Echad testified that I took the metal, but I said it was mine. Okay. The Ksos talks about the following case. I want you to get this. What happens if the Eid Echad comes and says, I took the metal and I know it's not yours. You got me? And I know it's not yours. Be'uvda she'Eid Echad omer she'chataf she'chatafta v'ani yodea she'zeh lo shocho. You hear this? Eid Echad omer she'chatafta v'ein v'ani yodea she'zeh lo shocho. I know that wasn't your piece of metal. That's different than the Gemara's case. One sec, Mike. That's different than the Gemara's case. Okay? What would you say in this case? What's the din? Let's plug it in. You all like to read in the Rabbein Atam, it's a bad migu. It's a bad migu because it's a migu da'aza. Right? Why is it a migu da'aza? Because you're scared to take a shvua. Now, what are the two shvuas here? What's the first one? First one is didi chakfi, and it's mine. I grabbed it and it's mine. What's the theoretical shvua? What's the second theoretical shvua? That I didn't grab it. Yes? Okay. We have always said according to the read, why is it a migud aza? Because he's scared to be machash de'eid. No matter what here, guys, he's being machash de'eid in both shvuas. Because even in the first shvua, he's going to be machash de'eid. Because what did the Eid Echad say? I know you grabbed it, but I know it's not yours. In your first shvua, you're going to say didi. Didi is being machash de'eid. Yes? So you see, regarding Ha'aza, he doesn't care about Ha'aza. He's willing to take the shvua. You follow what I'm saying? He's willing to take the shvua, Aaron. You got me? He's willing. He's not scared about anything. He's not Ha'aza. And the Rai is he took the first shvua. So if you hold like who, like the Re, right? Or the Rabbeinu Tam, then there's no problems of the Re and Rabbeinu Tam here. Because according to the Re, there's no problem of Ha'aza. Because you're the first shvua you're going to take is chafi di chafi, that would be machash de'eid, and you're willing to do it. So you have no problems in doing what? Lo chafi either. Because your first shvua now is also an element of what? Achasha. You follow me? And let's say according to Rabbeinu Tam, what did Rabbeinu Tam say? The first one's di rabban and the second one's di raisa. Here they're both di raisa. Because when you say di chafi, I'm also being machash, yes? When I say di chafi, aren't I being machash? The guy said, I know it's not yours. I'm saying it is mine. So they're both matching. They're both D'Raisa. So both Lefi Rabbeinu Tam and the Re. Aaron, you follow the shtickle? It's going to be a good what? It's going to be a good what? It's going to be Lefi. I'm going to write it down. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. The what? The Re. It's going to be Shvuah's good. Shvuah Tov. Because they hold normally, and the Migu's good. Migu Tov. Whereas according to who? What do you say, Seth? According to who? According to the Rivam, what the Rivam say? The Migu is normally good. Why is the Migu normally good? Why is the Migu normally good? Because why? The Migu is normally good, he held, because the Migu to Uzza is normally, doesn't bother the Migu to Uzza. In this Sugya, the Migu is good. It's just against a Chi of Mammon. What are you going to say here? He'll say what? What will the Rivam say in this case? What will the Rivam say in this case? The bottom line is, if you hold like Rabba, there's a Chiyuv Mammon. And if there's a Chiyuv Mammon, right? If there's a Chiyuv Mammon, what do you need? What do we say according to Chiyuv Mammon? Chiyuv Mammon is that what? It makes you a Migu L'Hachsi, because a Migu L'Hotzi. The bottom line is still a Migu L'Hotzi. Even if you take the Shmu, it's not going to help you. Even if you take the shvu, it's not going to help you, because it's going to still be according to the Rivam. It'll be called a migu what? Still will be called a migu lahotzi. If you still call it a migu lahotzi, then what? Then you're going to lose. Migu lahotzi is not good, and then you wouldn't be able to take this first shvu and win. You follow what I'm saying? It comes out to be the nafkamina, the opposite. What I mean by the opposite? According to the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam and our sugi, the migu was what was bad. According to the Rivam, the Migu theoretically was good. The only reason why you lost out is because it turned out to be a Migu what? Migu lahachzik. Or because of the problem of Kochataina. But if I develop a case like the Ksosa's case, where it won't be a problem of Ha'aza, then the oral probably be the rest of the rabbanon. Then the fee the reader of Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be what? Fee the reader according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be good. Whereas according to Rebam, you're still going to have the problem of being a migel hotzi. So you won't be able to take a what? You won't be able to take a migu. You won't be able to take the shvu, the first shvu, because it's still a migel hotzi. Your first shvu should be good because you have a migu. Your migu is migel hotzi, so it's just not successful. This is shtickle tire, guys. Okay, so let's summarize what we did today. Please chazer over in the morning, please. We're gonna mamshich bez Hashem. Okay, let's summarize. What do we do today? We did a lot, Baruch Hashem. Tell you, but we can't pat yourself on the back like I'm doing right now. Gilakach no tzarta. This is what we were created for. This is what we were created for. Lakach no tzarta. So we started off presenting. What's the nature of an Eidach HaMechayev Shmur? Is he like a Nemanis and a Maisa? Or is it just a Yotzer Sofer? We had five Nafkaminis. If it's Eidach on the Maisa, you need to be kosher, like the Rama, Kesemish says, where do you get it from? Is it Shaykh Ta'azama? Yavrama said yes. If it's just Yotzer Sofer, then no. Then we had a Nafkamina about, number three, about what? Is there a Din Shmur as Eidach? Do you subpoena the fellow? Is it subject to that whole concept? And if he caught, would he have to take a shul like you said, Yitzi? And what Ron said, and would you be Chayav Korban? Or no? Depends whether it's Eidus or just Yotzer the Sofet. Number four is, does the Mava be a Bari? If he's an independent guy, we don't care what he is. If he's Yotzer the Sofet, then he has to be a tag team. Oh, so we set up these four Nafkaminis. Then we went through the Taisus. Before we went through the Taisus, we were Medayik that the Ramban seemed to say Bira on the Maisa, and we were back from the Rashbam, the Eitan you read, he's just Yotzer the Sofik, right? Then we went to the Taisis outside, where Taisis asked the Kasha that many of the Rishonim asked. He has a Migu here. He has the first Shvu of Didi Chafi with a Migu, the Eloch Atfi. Taisis says, and don't tell me what? What did Taisis say? Don't tell me a Teretz that what? And one's the Rice and one's the Rabban, and if it's not the same level, because the Gemara Babas is the Fayin, and it said it was a good Migu, Hechzartu with Nensu. No, Rabbeinu Tam says that's the Rabbanan anyway. So they're both the Rabbanan, that's why it's good. But if one's the Rabbanan and the second's the Rice, it's bad. That third stuck. He used Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Then he said, Lamaisa, and the reason why I said it was the Rabbanan because of Erev Parshas, which we went through on Thursday, okay? You need the element of Hodah of a Mixus. Okay. Then he suggested another Teretz, Lake Lamerim, which was what? That make the Migus bad because it's what? Ha'azar Yare. Why did he get rid of that? Because he got rid of that, because Masha from the whole Gemara that the Migu is good, right? The Migu is good, because if they're two Adim, the only reason why it's not good is because you don't have your Migu. If it was just the Taina on its own, then the Taina on its own would have what? Would have been good. There must be there's no Migu. Your theoretical Migu is against the Adim. If there's no Adim, the Migu is good. If there's an Eidachon, the Eidachon is Mechayev Shvuah, and therefore it becomes what? And therefore it's a problem. Okay? So he got rid of that, Terrence. Don't tell me the Re said no. In Echanami, it's right. What did we say? When there's no Aidim, it's a good Migu. When there's two Aidim, it's not a good Migu. When there's an Eid Echad, Lamaisa, it's a Migu Daza. Excellent. It's a Migu Daza. When there's no Aidim, it's a good Migu. But when there's an Eid Echad, it's a Migu Daza. That was what the Reese said. That was the Reese Terrence. Okay. So we pointed out what it does is ask on the Re. Let's get it. What it does is ask on the Re. If it's a good one, Migu, if it's a bad Migu, when the Eidach is Mechayev Shmuel, then why does the Gemara toll it with Rababa? Even if you hold like Rav Shmuel, say Patra by Mitoch Sheinach Shlov HaShah, you still have no Migu. If you have no Migu, you're finished. Why did the Gemara toll it with Rababa? Even if you hold like Rav Shmuel, it should be a problem. So what were that was Tosas Kash on the Re. We had two Terutzim. What were the two Terutzim? The Truma Sakri and the Stipler. The Truma Sakri said that it's not based on a migu. The sugi is not based on migu. It's based on a tiny b'fnei atzma. That didi chavi works on its own. The real reason why it doesn't work with two edim because the two edim say it's a chazaka beforehand. Two edim say it was a chazaka beforehand. But if there's no edim, didi chavi works on its own. And with an eid achad, what do we say? The factor of Abba creates, and that's what we wrote on the board here. Rav Abba creates an emunah on the maisa, your chayiv, it's a birur. It's an emunah on the maisa, it's a chiyuv momen. So you're going to tell me you rely on the migu? It's a migu daza. Rav and Shmuel say no, it's just yotzer the sofek. So even though it's a bad migu, there's no problem. What was the stipler's pshat? Stipler said it's a pesh osser. You have a pesh osser plus a migu. So when there's no edim, you have a pesh osser plus a migu, right? They didn't say anything about it. If there's two Eidim, you don't have the Pesh Osher. If there's an Eid Echel, it depends. If there's a Chiyuv Mamon, the Pesh Osher goes out the winner. If there's no Chiyuv Mamon like Rav and Shmuel, then the Pesh Osher remains. So it's not based on the Migu. The Sugi was either based on the Tanim Fnats or based on Pesh Osher. Then we move to the Rivam. The Rivam told us to ask those kashas. We defended the Rivam. The Rivam said a third pshat. What's the Rivam's pshat? Rivam said the bottom line is that it is a good Migu in the Sugi. It's a good Migu. Why does Rav Abba say that you lose? Because Rav Abba holds Koach HaTayna. If you hold Koach HaTayna, it's a Chiyuv Mamon, and the only thing that does the job is Lo Chatve. And you didn't say Chatve. You didn't say Lo Chatve. You said the Di Chatve. Mele, you lose. Rav Asher Weiss says, what do you mean Koach HaTayna, you have to use the same thing? Koach HaTayna is just, you have the F-15s, makes the tanks win. So what do we say? If I was the sniper, the migu, does it make you a migu lahasikar or a migu lahotzi? If it's Rav Abba, it's a chiyuv mamon. It's a migu lahotzi. If it's Rav Shmuel, it's a there's no chiyuv mamon. So it's a migu lahasikar. It's going to be good. And that's the pshat. But lemaisa, according to what we said, the pshat that Truma Sakri really it develops is Rav Abba holds the chiyuv mamon. So it's a chayiv nemanis and lemaisa. According to Rav Shmuel, it's just on the p'tur. So then we ended up by saying shtigl taira. Is the fundamental machlokes in the Rivam against the Ri and who? Against the Ri and the Rebbeinu, is the Migu good? The Rivam says it's good. The Ri and the Rebbeinu said it's bad. Rebbeinu says it's bad because this first claim is what? The Rabban Sakon Diraisa, not the same level. And who? And the Ri said it's Migu Daza, right? What does Rashbam say? It's not on the same level. We don't know if he holds like the Ri or Rashbam. Could be either or. Nachlas Moshe discussed it, we said. I think he said like Rebbeinu Tam, if I'm not mistaken. But give us a nafkamina. We'll close with this. So I'll give you enough. Different than the case of where the Enochet says, I saw you grab it, and I know it wasn't yours. So now it comes out flipped. If you hold like the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, the Migu's perfect now. Because the Migu is Ha'az, it's not a Migu Ha'azim, because the first Shvu is also a Shtikal Ha'azim, and he's willing to do it. And they're both Shvu the Arises, because they're both Machish. Whereas according to the Rivam, it's still an issue of a Migu Lahotzi. Because it's against Rav Abba. Rav Abba is a Chiyuv Mamon. So despite the fact that it's a good Migu, but it's still Migu Lo, it's just going to stop you. So you would not be believed at the first rule. You wouldn't win. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm sorry we went over a little. Stop, Mincha. Everyone have a good day. We'll go fight the Tamar with the Taisis.
Okay, master the Rav Abba.